And now the KWGS local news at 7:31. State health officials say while winter storms have delayed delivery of this week's shipment of COVID-19 vaccines from the federal government, Oklahoma is in line for another supply bump. Deputy State Health Commissioner Keith Reed says that will keep new priority groups on track to start getting vaccinated.
We're expecting to receive an additional 25% of supply from Pfizer as we begin vaccinating teachers and adults with comorbidities next week. This will make for a total anticipated 137,000 doses next week. This includes both Pfizer and Moderna vaccine and accounts for both prime and boost doses.
Appointments for teachers, school staff, and adults with health conditions won't be available on the vaccinate.oklahoma.gov portal until Sunday. Reed urges other eligible adults to look for appointments frequently in the meantime, as rescheduled clinics will mean added slots at irregular times. Meanwhile, locally, Tulsa Health Department Executive Director Dr. Bruce Dart wants county residents to know department staff is just as frustrated as they are when it comes to vaccination cancellations.
You know, we understand that many people are frustrated with the impacts of the recent weather events, from power outages to water main breaks to delayed vaccine administration. We have rescheduled everyone whose appointment was canceled due to weather. If you had an appointment, believe me, we will have vaccine for you.
Dart says THD has administered just under 34,000 of the 114,000 doses administered so far in Tulsa County. And many Tulsa homes still do not have water service as water main breaks continue to plague city crews. The city and county are teaming up to open water stations. Here's County Commissioner Karen Keith.
Now, if your water has been temporarily shut off, there is a water station set up at Expo Square, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Just park near the driller and walk in, bring your own containers, and wear a mask.
In addition, all Tulsa Fire Department stations will also be able to fill containers from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day until further notice. City Water and Sewer Director Clayton Edwards says crews continue to work around the clock, but more breaks and interruptions are likely as temperatures increase in the coming days. He says if you lose water, it could be 1 or 2 days or even longer before you get service back. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.